Would you let him, why don't you sit there, Bob? Face everybody.
All right. Me and Ricky.
You call this, you want to talk to us? Did you go up there on what?
I just had a big fight to talk to him over in the car because I don't want anyone to pick up any vibes to be sense, but I'm just out of the town about this one, isn't it? I tend to be rather naive about money, and like for a long time I was under the assumption that we had less money coming in than we had. It's like I'm paying most of all the bills except like for some of the food. Most of the food about the same, right? So we haven't had good communication about money. Bob hasn't worked since April with the exception of a time of care shifts.
Fireproof.
Right. And then what happened is that he got a good job at Midnight Lumber, and then he got a hernia, and the guy said, get your hernia fixed, you can come back and have a good job. And when he got his hernia fixed, he came back, and then he took no job, and then he died off. So, we've been using all of my salary, plus a suit that I won from Chrysler for $750, plus extra money for my family. Like, I said in my mind that we've been making it because we've been using all this extra money. Now all the extra money is gone, with the exception of like maybe a little over $100 in my checking account that I got for Christmas. So, I am, I have a lot of pressure in a lot of areas. And one of the pressures is the household and the finance. Now, I feel like I'm unwilling to go on with the kind of financial responsibility for the whole household that I have. And I want Bob to make it to work. And it doesn't look like he's going to be able to work with me. Plus, I get pressure from my family. I resent it myself. And like my relatives who are coming through with money every month are telling me things like, my grandfather threatens me, all the time for my inheritance. And they're saying bad things about Bob, that he's not the kind of man he's ever gonna get out and work, he's lazy, good for nothing, all that, which is not true. Bob is not lazy. He has had real bad luck. So we were talking about it, we came to the idea that both, now the thought of moving away from River Valley is pretty obnoxious. The thought of moving to Los Angeles is the worst possibility. But myself, I have lots of good contacts in Los Angeles, and I could probably get very good work in Los Angeles myself. Bob could probably, through some of my contacts, get some, a good job there. San Francisco, I worked there for many years. Maybe not do as well, but I think that both of us can probably get a job in San Francisco. That's basically what it is.
There is no possibility that you can get something new, like even at one of the convalescent homes, as maintenance.
I tried them all about 2 weeks ago.
Child
Factory,
Boys
Cafe,
Chad Willis, Eastside.
No, I haven't tried them.
Did you talk to
Norman? I had my application there last summer and then again 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Did you talk to Norman?
No, I didn't
talk. People form out there, so if you get contact already, you don't need to go through the regular
team. Well, I talked to Norman. I said, if you have anything for Bob, tell him to get his application right in. And Norman's aware of it, and nothing's happened.
Well, maybe Bob, you didn't make the contact to Norman. He said he doesn't, not only is enthusiastic about you working, but you are too. I'm not sure you want to do that. He doesn't want to make a project. If you, through your wife, and you're the one looking for work, you know what I mean? Like, I think you got to make the effort to just come to work. If Bob were with you, would your relatives still send you money? Would your grandfather still
send you money? Oh, yeah. See, I'm inviting them all the time. I say, oh, my God, I support Bob or children,
Well, why do you have a lot of good gentlemen? I mean, you don't need to push it around. Just say, well, he got a job on his teacher's aid during the time. He got a really good job there.
That's my grandfather to investigate, right? Exactly,
it's
a very
flyer
man.
Well, the other one brought me in Ohio. Finished.
What kind of inheritance are you expecting?
Well, from my grandfather alone, I'll get a minimum of 50,000. My father, he never told me, you know, what it is. My father's got more money than my grandfather.
Oh,
No, he's in pretty good health. But my grandfather is also, you know, like extremely generous. I try not to, you know, overuse it, but like when I get really, you know, in a bad way, I can just kind of just halfway ask him and the money's right there. He's offered to put me through school. Like if I want to quit work right now, that's what he wants me to do. He's been happy with my job. He says he's had all these years of teaching experience, he can get a credential. Stop right now and go to school and I'll support you.
How much
would
he pay you? Let's find out. If he's willing to pay you more than your job is giving you,
would you not be willing to pay me more? You know? I don't think he's giving me more than my job.
Did you
make
on, you need to find out whether you were actually paying?
He has investigated all kinds of things about my life in the past. Very different.
Has he investigated the church you're involved in?
He once threatened to do it, and I got really, really angry at him. And I think that I don't think he went through it. He threatened much times, but he doesn't believe that Jim Jones is not a rich man. He doesn't pocket the money. And I'm going to call the bank, and I have connections, and I'm going to find out. I just blew up at him, you know.
Yeah. Where does he live?
Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. If he did, he's not going to tell me about it.
Well, after I went back and saw the people at Masonite, of course, I was very disheartened. Started looking around, and the only thing I could find were two jobs which had been available for months through the unemployment office, the electric motor rewinder and heavy duty mechanic, I think it was. Got my application at the mill. I saw Louisiana Pacific today. They said, well, there's not much until spring, late spring. That was an awfully good paying job at Masonite, $3.86 an hour, over $700 a month, 7-10. And I was really counting on that, you know, when I was getting the hurt. I said, come back and I'll have something for you.
Which mill was this?
This was right out here, California.
Okay. Have you tried the one in Ukiah?
Oh, yeah.
And they just posted a job opening inside the plant, which will mean one of the cleanup men, which is low man on the seniority, will probably move up and take that. In which case, they'll probably hire another cleanup man. Lately, they have been hiring another cleanup
man. Yeah, I saw the man about 3 weeks ago and then again about a week ago.
What happened to your job at the flooring place?
Well, I was laid off there.
Oh, were you?
I can say that Jack Arnold has a job there at Windsor. They're hiring people all the time because they need a rolling van. There's no problem in that area. And he commutes every day. He goes out and comes back. Maybe you could check with Jack Arnold, you know, about doing that with him.
I think that's ridiculous. Go ahead, a rolling
van? Yeah, and he does get the job in 7 miles an hour.
You're
friendly
with that.
My grandfather was very unhappy. What kind of a job is that? You know, if it was any kind of a man, he'd move to the city and really, you know, get a kind of good position. So he's got a college degree. You know, things like in 1 year you could have a teaching credential, I should do something with his degree and so on and so forth. But he should, you know.
Will your grandfather pay for him?
I haven't asked him that, you know. I keep thinking that Bob should go to school more than me, because for me it would take years and years. For Bob it would take, you know, 1 year. We discussed it, and he doesn't feel like he could be a good teacher. But I think so.
These are things we can consider.
Wonder how about, like, I know they're going to be hiring at welfare department too for eligibility, which depends on if you just need to have to, among the staff official qualities you have, you often have to have, I think, 2 years of college or experience in working in some kind of clerical thing. And that's, I mean, like, that's security and stuff like that, you know. I mean, shit, we need people in there, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare department. And they're going to be having open just probably within the next month or two, they're going to have open.
Now, another thing I think I better mention, that's why I haven't mentioned it before, like every time in counseling, I can't remember how many of you heard this, but I ain't going to go into a long spiel about it. I feel that I'm hanging on to my job by a thread. I mean, I know I am. And I'm doing it because there's no other, you know, I mean, my fantasy is that Bob gets a great paying job and I'm going to quit my job.
Do
I don't know yet. You know, I may go back to school. I don't know. But it's like, not only is it unbearable, you know, the speech of terror, absolutely pounding and learning all kinds of tricks on it. But, you know, it's a hell of a hard job, a draining job, for under $400 a month. It's just insane.
Well, it's someone working up there.
Yeah.
Same kind of, we all have the same pressure, but our jobs are
really... You know, I was out 50-some-odd days last year. That's how many days I was sick. And the secretary told me, she said, one more long illness live and you're going to get it. You know, you're going to can't. She backed up straight from Steve. Since you're a good teacher and you like to, but you can't have anyone working here except that one. And, so it's just like every week and every month that Bob doesn't have a job, you know, I feel that much more drained and that much more, you know, difficult for me to carry on.
How many days are you off?
50-some-odd days. 1 year. Well, I got for 2 weeks conference. So that made it make it seem like more. But even if you take two weeks, which is like 10 days off of 50, it's still 40, you know, 40-some-odd days. And I worked sick many days. You know, it's like every time I was sick, I didn't go off work.
Oh, no.
Well, I had long-term bronchitis for a month. I had bronchitis. I had strep throat many, many times. I just have low resistance to infections. I get one infection on top of the next. Yeah, they're doing a lot of studies on the ecology now, trying to determine like what's really happening.
Does your medication help though? Yeah. You have medication and stuff that you use?
I've been on antibiotics 10 times at least in the last 2 years. And they give me antibiotics, you know.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works for the time, and then it comes back again. You know, it takes care of it maybe for a couple weeks or months.
You take a lot of sleep?
I do have revelation on me. I'm a fanatic. I take 3,000 units of vitamin C every day, and when I'm sick, I take more. And anyone that knows me well can tell you that I have my little bottle with me, and I'm, you know, like, I'm compulsive about it. I take probably more vitamins than anybody in the church. I mean, I mean, this is conservative of me to say this. It's being everything. I take all the revelation on each day, which every day at the end of the
focus. How long have you worked on that?
Almost 2 years.
And now,
work for about 2 months and try to prove weak at Masonite.
Well, you know, how long were you disabled for?
Oh, God, it's about 3 months.
You weren't able to work with that?
No, obviously they laid me off October the 4th and didn't have the operation until November the 14th. It took 6 weeks after that. There was a lot of red tape that went on to get the state to pay for.
I don't understand,
from
April to October?
Yeah, I spent 2 months at the entire food. About 2 months.
The hernia thing didn't come up
soon. Hernia occurred when I was sent for an employment physical for Masonite. started working with Mason at October the 1st. They found the hernia October the 4th.
Well,
rolled
well,
off immediately.
You were out of work before that, all the way up to April.
Can I clarify
something?
I tried, I was getting tired, so I told him that he should walk around. But I agree
better
too.
Take a walk
right now, about
that early.
We'll take a walk. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't
I'll be back.
I'll
mention one other thing that I'm self-conscious about mentioning. I'll mention it.
Bob, you want to shut that door,
About a year and a half ago, my father had it set up for me to audition for Latin, and turned it down because I felt that, you know, at that time, that it was just, you know, out of the question. I had enough money and here, and I, you know, just turned it down. At the time, he was very pissed off at me, and he said that, you know, he's sure that I could have gotten on you, and that it would be fantastic money and fantastic career and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, I kept it in the back of my mind, and now I say to myself, if I went to my, I haven't discussed it with my father until I talked to the council first. If the council would give me a go-ahead, I could go to my father and I could say, okay, Dad, I don't know if that thing with Latham is, you know, still available, but he has all these contacts in Hollywood. And like, maybe I, you know, I feel like I have the reason that I never pursued an acting thing before, never had the ego strength, never had the confidence. And now because of Jim, I feel like I could do it, you know. And I have the ability, and that it's, you know, it's something that I've tried to play down since I've been here because it's like an ego thing. That's the part that I feel self-conscious about. And, have, you know, not even gotten into a lot of this, just, you know, skipped into it. I would really like to get into, but I could make a fantastic amount of money. You know, I guess I've always kind of known that, but never had the, you know, the confidence to pursue it. That is, you know, one real possibility of a lot of money coming in. What do you think of that, Bob?
Well, one of the prime things we're after now is money to get to where we want to go. Well, either one of two things, either fight like hell here or go overseas.
Just to answer your question, what do you think about her going to acting?
Why don't we? She wishes to.
What do you think that's an advisability? I mean, the only thing that like, I work at welfare and a shit job, but I work with four other people in the church. You know, like, whatever bad things he has, and he has plenty, at least they have some saving things. You know, like, I'm near Jim, I'm near Inverted Valley, I have constant contact, whether I'm walking down the street or sitting in, you know, in my office, I have constant contact with someone in the church. And that's not only just the reinforcement, that's also just my own security. You know, like, you can't do experience and stuff. It doesn't know you can do it, but I don't know. I know that I get energy from Jim Jones. And if I'm away from him, if I'm out of service,
I know.
Well, it would certainly be a sacrifice, there's no question about that, just like the funeral today. You know, where we were in association with him and also with the other members.
Well, a sacrifice missing it.
Well, if someone had to leave there, it would be a sacrifice, no question about it.
It's more than a sacrifice because it would be a sacrifice if we were very strong and we could hold up under it without any gap. That would be a sacrifice for us to go away. The other part is that people are out of service. They don't make it.
That's true.
People who have been treasonous, the worst ones who have been treasonous were people who, one reason or another, justified in their own head to being out of service. And if you're in an acting career or a career that's very, you know, has no particular regular schedule, as much service as you could be out of, who's going to please your ego strength would be gone down or would be into another trip. That's my own feeling.
I follow you. I mean, I don't argue with you there. I mean, it would be something that would be, have to take a lot of, I don't know what on my part, you know, to keep it together.
Because what you call ego strength is Jim Jones energy.
Right.
And if you're not around Jim Jones energy factor, ego strength or whatever shit you may want to call what it, that is that makes you work, Jim Jones' energy, and if he's not around you and you're not around him, and you're in Los Angeles, and he's up here, and everything's going on lately, all the changes. I don't know. I just would worry about anybody moving to Los Angeles. We move people to Los Angeles when they haven't done well in service, and they've been disobedient. For the most part, there are exceptions. Sometimes they would be interested, they would be helpful. But generally, people go to Los Angeles are people who have absolutely refused to be in service, or have absolutely refused to do anything that's left.
No, they've left on their own accord. You know, no one sends them. No one sends them anyplace. You know, this is done on their own choosing. I mean, like, you know, they feel that, you know, it's too much here, you know, as far as discipline is concerned. And then, you know, they decide that, you know, they'd be better off, you know, where it would be less structure.
You know, like about a year and a half ago, I'm estimating. I don't really remember exactly when this thing was last and came out. It might have been a while, 2 years ago, but I don't remember. I felt at that time that I wouldn't have been able to handle it. You know, like I had to have been here to strengthen my own commitment or whatever. You know. I feel like it would be very difficult, it would be hard, but there are some jobs, like if you get on a regular show, you know, you work 5 days a week and then you're off. And then you start all over again. It's not like you're flying all over the world. And you know, I wouldn't want that kind of thing. But if I could get a regular kind of thing where I would be able to, you know, sort of all the weekend trips and stuff like that, then I don't think it would be like anything more impactful. It'd be something to investigate, you know, to find out what I could get. I mean, I don't even know if I could get anything.
It just seems to me. I know, in a group like that, they have to be a really tight team. You're going to have to be, it would just seem to me that the pressure's there to be conformed to their lifestyle and to be like in their set, you know, to be so immense. I can't see.
Cocktail party. I have worked in a job for almost 2 years where, you know, the people at Trinity School, their whole social life is each other. On the weekends, they're in and out of each other's homes, and I'm the only one. It's not in that orbit, you know, and like they, I just very nicely and in a friendly way made it clear that I'm not there, but I can be really friendly with you at work and we can have good rapport. I've handled that. So really,
I
don't
know. They have the same issues in the church. If you were in another part of the country and you were not associated with some other work, then maybe people can know anything about people's simple or our schedule or anything. And they say, well, she must be a real weirdo.
Let me see what happened to me one time. One time I was in a plane in New York that closed. And I really detest theater people. I've never liked them. I've been brought up with them. I think they're full of shit, you know. And in that cast, I didn't have any friends. I didn't associate. There was one, a character that was a very fat guy who was sweet to me, you know. And like I sort of was friendly with him. But I never did any of their numbers. You know, I never played cards with them. I went off on the weekend or did anything. And I was miserable. And I was very happy when the play closed. And I could see him back. I mean, I've been this kind of person all my life. When I was in high school, I hated the people in high school, and I didn't associate with them. I've never been the kind of person that will just like go with a crowd.
Well, yeah, that's why you're here, too.
Yeah, this is the only group that's ever got me, you know. So I think I have strength in that area.
If Liz would go to Hollywood, would you be going, or would you be considering staying here and getting a job here and working? What is your feeling about that?
I suppose my preference would be to stay here. I have my daughters.
Where are your daughters?
So if she went though, whether or not she went, you wouldn't say where the dogs you got a job here.
Well, if there was a job, yeah. The pressure right now is the job situation. I wouldn't care whether it be here or, well, before here, whether it would be San Francisco or LA, you know, if I had to.
Well, where would the children stay? Well, Brian will stay where he is at Clinton. And Carrie will stay with Bob's ex-wife, where he is. And Kevin is another whole problem. You know, we need a whole counseling session just on Kevin. He's a big, big problem. And we don't know. We just don't know.
Is that Kevin Burke
you're talking
about?
No, Kevin Davis.
Oh, Kevin Davis.
A couple other things too, like among the responsibilities you take on in the church was things that you couldn't possibly get paid for in a job. You know, housing and stuff really that you fall through the floor. The job you do want isn't something that, you know, you get paid for, but it's certainly, it'd be hard to find a place.
I thought about that hard too. I got somebody in mind. I don't know if it would work out, because I know she's been around long enough, but Amanda Fair is like really, really, you know, a good person. And the last couple of weeks she could be to look for housing for her, and has done it recently. And I was thinking, well, maybe I can start training her, maybe she can start working with me, so that it won't be an abrupt thing, you know. I would be responsible, I wouldn't leave it with bang, you know.
Maybe not a big job or something.
Well, I would try to, you know, keep up certain parts of it, you know, like in a room with people and talk to them. And that still kind of helps supervise it, but she could do some of the paperwork and, you know, keep it on the home end. Plus, there are a couple of young girls like Anna Lawrence and Cordell who are excellent and can really, Denise Carefoy can really be very, very helpful.
Sounds like you've already just about made up your mind, Liz, because it seems like you've worked it out.
I've thought about it for a long time, you know. I haven't come for counseling, but I really wanted to think about it a lot in my mind even before I asked the counselor about it.
Liz?
I'm not saying I would definitely do it, but it's something I'd like to investigate.
I've seen a lot of strength in his father's sleeping when he wore out. I'll have to be very frank with you, but didn't you express to me that this has kind of been your dream all your life is to be an actress?
It's the thing that's been the most fun, you know. But I let me put it this way. After the age of about 15, I put it aside as ever being anything I'd ever really do. You know?
I mean, not that long ago, I mean, during the time we were producing the last play, we were talking about, you know, acting, and that's what told me then that we'd already been willing to do that because we felt it was natural for you, and which you definitely do have talents there. But it was kind of your lifelong game to be an actress.
Do you want to leave, Liz? You know, I mean, I'm asking point blank. Do you want to leave the valley and go?
No, I don't want to leave the valley. I would much rather stay in the valley.
Well, then what's the problem?
You have a job. My mind. Oh, really? Honestly? You know, like, Liz, until, like, the last month, I hadn't even vaguely considered it. In fact, I was much more thinking about going back to school. And it suddenly hit me, hey, you know, like I could really do this other thing. What I communicated to you was, you know, like, yeah, it's the thing I love the best, but I never really thought that I would do it. And,
I'm just afraid,
I would never, go ahead.
How long have you been out of the theater, you know, all of that? How long have you been since you really actively worked in theater?
Well, it's been about 4 years. It's been about 4.5 years.
Don't you recall a lot of times over such a vicious explosion?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's a terrible life. You know, if I were a person, you know, starting out, just you cannot make it in show business unless you're terribly corrupt, you know, and you do all kinds of weird sexual things, unless you have incredible pull. I do.